busyness can mean different things to different people. Here to talk about it today is Holly Thompson, a physical therapist at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Holly, what are the different kinds of dizziness that people can experience?
There are many different kinds. One is related to inner ear problems, where people can have spells of vertigo if they either have positional vertigo issues, where they could have basically calcium deposits that have broken off and gotten into the wrong place, and it's making someone feel like they're spinning. You can also, just like you can get an ear infection in general, you can get an inner ear infection that will cause inflammation in the inner ear canal, and it can make people very dizzy for 3 to 4 days of intense dizziness, and then they'll have residual side effects from that. You can also have dizziness related to neurological problems if you've had a stroke or a traumatic brain injury. If you damage the areas in the brain that control balance, that can make you dizzy as well. And then one more component is medication. Different medications can make you feel more lightheaded versus a true sense of vertigo. But in the long run, to those people that are experiencing it, it feels similar.
So there are different kinds of dizziness. So when a patient comes into the clinic, how do you help determine what the cause is?
Through evaluation techniques, I can determine where the dizziness is coming from, rather if it's an inner ear issue versus a neurological problem, or sometimes it's a combination of both. And then, you know, trying to tease out if medication's having an influence on that as well. And so from the evaluation techniques, I can come up with a treatment plan to know what area of the body I need to tackle.
What are some treatments for dizziness?
Usually, the most effective treatment for someone maybe that has inner ear issues is a vestibular rehab technique, where we are helping people work on gaze stability. So we're basically helping connect the eye to inner ear to brain connection through coordination exercises for the eyes and the inner ear.
So is that just focusing your eyes on something, or explain what that is a little bit?
Typically, yes. Your eyes have to focus on an object as your head is moving. So that's making what's called your visual oculomotor reflex work, where you're retraining it to connect, to make the connection between the eyes and the inner ear and the brain. So we do that in very simply, and then we compress it, then we can progress it to making it more functional, where someone's having to watch, stabilize on something as objects are moving in the background, and they're having to do different activities where they have to walk at the same time as they're moving their head, and progress it like that.
What are some other potential treatments?
Well, if it's a neurological deficit, we do a lot of stability retraining, just using various surfaces and having people put them in narrow base of support, where maybe they're having to stand on one leg or stand on a foam surface, either eyes open, eyes closed, and challenge their whole sensory system of balance, where they're having to connect and send signals from the feet to the brain and get that connection sharper to help them with their overall problem.
And I would imagine a cure can really, the time that it takes can probably vary widely, can't it?
Yes, it depends on the severity of what they have. If they have positional vertigo, it usually takes me 2 to 3 treatments, and I can get that completely resolved. But if someone's had an inner ear infection, sometimes it can take 6 weeks to 2 to 3 months, depending on how severe that is. And if someone's had a concussion, I've seen people for 6 weeks up to 6 months post-concussion.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab has the expertise and skill to address what is ailing you. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.